In a small shop in Los Angeles' Chinatown, Joe Heil strides past several barrels of ginseng up to the cash register. He shows the clerk a box of ginseng root fixed with an official Wisconsin-grown seal.
Is this grown in Wisconsin?
They say that.
Oh, they tell you that, huh?
Yeah.
I can tell you that this is Chinese. Yeah, all of this,
yeah.
Chinese, all of it.
Heil says it's all in the color, skin, and smell of the root. The clerk asks him to leave. Heil isn't a government agent. He's with the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin on one of many sting operations across the nation's Chinatowns.
Our product is being misrepresented to the consumer. They're paying a lot of money for something that's not going to give them a lot of benefit or the same benefit that they believe they're getting if they're getting Wisconsin ginseng.
Ginseng from the Badger State can ring up to 3, even 4 times more than other types. Wisconsin's climate and soil creates a potent form of ginseng that many people believe holds the cure for many ailments, according to Jinsu Yen, director of the University of Chicago's Tang Center for Herbal Medicine Research.
Wisconsin ginseng has the ability to reduce the body weight, to help in fighting of the diabetes and conditions like insomnia, indigestion, etc.
But unscrupulous vendors have sold foreign-grown ginseng as Wisconsin-grown to customers who may not know the difference. To growers, it's like selling sparkling white wine or champagne that wasn't made in France. To help buyers know they're getting bona fide ginseng grown in Wisconsin, Congressman Dave Obey has drafted legislation requiring labels listing the country of origin. Obey says Capitol Hill has yet to act on it.
Congress is institutionally biased against anything that doesn't sound like 100% free trade. They think you're trying to engage in protectionism. I don't call it protectionism to require that people level with people in terms of what it is they're actually selling and buying.
See where this guy is.
At his Mossonay, Wisconsin farm, Butch Wiggy checks on his ginseng crop, which lays under a broad canopy of black mesh and wooden trellises. He carefully pries out a root with a spade.
This is a pretty clean 3-year-old ginseng root. His exterior has not become affected by any soil-borne pathogens.
Wiggy says 20 years ago, a Wisconsin ginseng farmer could make up to $80 a pound. But today, with Chinese and Canadian-grown ginseng glutting the market, the average payout is $22. But there is some good news. Wiggy says Chinese officials recently contacted the Ginseng Board of Wisconsin regarding a customer complaint filed with the trade office in Shanghai, challenging the validity of some supposedly Wisconsin-grown ginseng.
This was an image of our seal. It was being pirated. That little snowball has picked up in size and is now getting attention in Beijing. Sort of mind-boggling to us, the interest that the national government in China has taken in our particular case here. They'll tell us you're the gold standard, but we just are not certain we are getting genuine Wisconsin.
To that end, Ginseng Board members like Joe Heil are keeping vigilance on how the Wisconsin brand is being represented both here and abroad. Back in Los Angeles, Heil visits another Chinatown market where he grills a couple clerks on their ginseng stock.
Is it growing in China? Is it growing in Canada? Is it growing in Wisconsin?
American?
Yes.
Heil says he's no problem with Chinese or Canadian ginseng, as long as it's identified as such when sold to customers. Any piracy of the Wisconsin seal, he says, hurts state growers.
I want to continue to grow ginseng. I want to survive as a ginseng farmer, but it's getting harder and harder at this point. And I always said if I'm going to not be successful, I'm going to go down fighting. So I guess this is the fight.
Heil says tighter policing in the market could mean better fortunes for Wisconsin's 300 ginseng growers. But things are still a far cry from when the state had 1,600 growers, raking in nearly $125 million annually. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.